Disney ABC drama paints parent of trans teen as racist, teacher as hero who gets it. By Warner Todd Houston on May 14, 2022. A recent episode of the ABC drama A Million Little Things featured a parent reticent to allow his child to indulge in transgenderism being portrayed as a bigot while a teacher who supports the student's transition is treated as a hero. Disney owns ABC. The episode airs as Disney continues to push its radical LGBTQ agenda. In the episode, Out of Hiding, series regular Rome Howard, Romany Malco, a teacher at a prep school, is discussing his upcoming parent-teacher conferences with his wife Regina, Christina Moses, when he mentions that a young female student of his named Madison, Ash Spencer, wants to be called Maddox because she doesn't want to be a girl anymore. Rome says he is worried because Madison's parents do not support their child's transition. But Rome does. During the episode, Madison appeals to the Rome because he gets it. Madison asks Rome to explain to her parents that she does not want to be thought of as their little girl. During the encounter in the classroom, Madison tells Rome, "It's my parents. They're not like you about it. You know, I chose Maddox because it feels right, but it's also at least similar to the name that they gave me. I thought it would be easier on them, but I was way off." Madison then adds, I've tried to tell them that I've always been like this, but they only see me as their little girl. So, I was wondering, do you think that you could talk to my parents for me at your conference today? I mean, maybe if Clark and Isabel hear it from an adult who gets it, they'll start to understand. Upon hearing the names of the child's parents, Rome has a flashback to his own school days. And wouldn't you know it, Clark, a white man, was a racist as a student. Rome recalls back to an incident when he was young when Clark posted a sign on a school water fountain that read "Whites Only." Watch via MRC. Later in the episode, the parents arrive at the school for the conference and when Clark first sees Rome, he formally apologizes for the racist pranks he and his pals pulled on a young Rome. From there, things progress to a point where the teacher tells the parents that when their child is in his class, he will call her Maddox and will accept the child's decision to transition to being a girl. Once Rome tells Clark and Isabel that he feels that Maddox is one of my best students, the parents note that their child has gone through a series of phases, including a yoga obsession, an interest in crystals, and a goth phase. But Rome has an issue with the parents' desire to blow off the gender transition as a mere phase. Watch via MRC. Rome lectures the parents, saying, "All due respect, I don't think what's going on with Maddox is the same as being way into the cure. But we're here to talk about your child's academic performance. Now, the whole point of documentary filmmaking is to capture the truth on film. In fact, that's how I first learned of Maddox. And he is exceeding all of my expectations. Now, I know it must be really difficult letting go of yours. But while he's in my class, at least, he gets to be who he is." Despite that the series is portraying Rome as the hero who cares about the student, and the child's parents as snooty, racist, rich people who don't accept their child for who she is, there are repercussions for Rome's actions. To further demonize the parents, in the series the school is a private academy. The wealthy Clark and Isabel move to retaliate against a teacher. They threaten school administrators to fire Rome or they will pull their hefty financial support from the school. Watch via MRC. Still, as newsbeaters revealed, the plot line may not be much of a hit with ABC's viewers. Since the transgender theme was introduced, A Million Little Things has been hemorrhaging viewers. Indeed, Wednesday's episode was another low and earned the series one of its lowest ratings ever, losing 24% in the key demo and a 15.35% decline overall. It was also second to last in ratings among every show airing on all networks that night. But the transgender theme of the series' fourth season fits right in with Disney's continued attacks on Florida for its parental rights in education law that prevents school children from pre-K to third grade from being exposed to controversial gender identity politics and age-inappropriate conversations about sexuality in school. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.